Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, February 21st, 2022. Stand up for your country. Obviously, Putin, Ukraine. We are all over it. My prediction came true in the sense that Putin waited for the Olympics to be over so his buddy Xi wouldn't be embarrassed. And now he's trying to sneak into Ukraine. Not a full-bore invasion yet. Don't think that will happen. But I'm going to run it down for you in a methodically fact-based way. No hysteria here. We will tell you what we know and how we know it. That is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Point number one, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be on the program tomorrow. Colonel David Hunt tonight. All right. So we have the best guests on Ukraine. Number two, Putin is a villain. And anybody who doesn't know that, anybody who thinks he's good or, sympathizing with him, whether it's a politician, a pundit, an ally, so-called ally, you really need to step back and look at that person because they are misleading you because this affects all Americans. So the financial markets all over the world, as you know, take an enormous hit so far in February, all because of Putin. Putin didn't have to do any of this. It's all him. No one else. Him. Now, if you know your history, this is exactly the same thing that Adolf Hitler did in the late 1930s. Exactly. And Putin knows that. So let me walk through it. So Putin now says to the world, look, we Russians are going to do what we want in an independent nation, Ukraine. So we took Crimea away from Ukraine years ago, and NATO and President Obama didn't do anything. So now we're going to take a few more provinces called the Donbas. And we're taking them because traditionally they've been part of Russia. There's a lot of Russians living there, and we're just going to take them. And we're going to recognize their autonomy. Well, Putin has no right to do that. He could do that in any former Soviet Union country. And he will, if not stopped. Belarus to the north is controlled by Putin. So you got to stop him here, but we'll get to that in a moment. All right, so Putin, we're going to recognize these are independent areas or countries, whatever. Now, the next step is he's going to send in peacekeepers, Russian troops, to keep the peace between the Russians who want Putin to come in and the Ukrainians who don't. That's what he's setting up here. Didn't say that, but believe me, that's what's coming. And it's going to come fast. All right. So he shaves off another part of Ukraine because he wants to. It's not necessary. There's no reason for Russia to do it. He wants it. He's taking it. Hello, Adolf. So just a quick reminder, Adolf did this in Austria, the Anschluss, and in Czechoslovakia, the Sudetenland. And America, Britain, Europe let him. And then he wanted Poland and took it. So from my perspective as a historian slash journalist, I see that Xi and China and Putin have made a deal. And the deal is that Putin will control Central Europe and Western Asia, where China will control the Pacific up until Wake Island and South Asia. These will be what they call spheres of influence. That's why these two villains have come together, because they see that NATO and the United States are not as strong as they used to be. Okay? That is the big picture here. So when you hear your American compatriots say, oh, what do we care? Well, you know, Ukraine, come on. We're not getting involved in that. Why don't we get involved with that? Because there has to be some kind of order in the world. There has to be some kind of law and order. And if you start to violate international law, as Putin clearly is doing, and nobody punishes you, you're going to keep doing it. Again, Putin didn't have to do this. It doesn't mean anything to Russia. His security is not threatened. The last thing on earth NATO would want to do is to start a war with Russia. Come on.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
So that's the big picture as far as the foreign policy is concerned. Let's come to the United States. So some conservatives are saying it's Biden's fault, Biden administration's fault. That's not true. It's the American people's fault for electing a weak man like Joe Biden. So if you watch the Trump-O'Reilly history tour over the weekend, and we're going to extend that this week because of it's so serious, you heard Trump say that he had an arrangement, a personal arrangement with Putin, that Putin would not cause trouble for us and we would not cause trouble for Putin. And Putin held to that for 4 years, even though he hacked. We all know he did that. He's a villain. He can't stop. He's a criminal and a villain. But Trump kept him in a box, all right, because Putin knew Trump would hurt him. Putin doesn't think that Biden will hurt him. And that brings us to what should happen now. Well, the Biden administration and NATO have to put severe sanctions on Russia. Now, just today, the ruble declined even more. I think it's 79 rubles to the dollar now, or I mean, it's, the currency is getting battered. But Biden has to do it. Not only it's the right thing to do, but if Biden doesn't do it, then he may be impeached. He may be booted because he's done with Afghanistan on his resume. He has to do it. Now, Putin knows that, but Putin's counting on Germany and maybe a few other NATO nations not to cooperate. He wants to divide NATO. You see, Putin can pull back at any time. Keep that in mind. He says he's going to do this, but maybe there'll be negotiations for the next week or so, and then Putin will go, oh, well, all right. We're not going to do it, or something. He could pull back for the good of the planet. But Putin's testing now. All right, he's saying, okay, maybe I can break NATO. The Germans need Russian energy. Remember, the energy isn't flowing yet through the pipeline. Okay, it starts the end of this year. You can still shut that thing down. And Trump had sanctions on that pipeline just because of this. He sent a message to Putin, and you mess with us, you're never going to get that natural gas into Europe. But of course, Biden lifted the sanctions as soon as he got in for no reason. Biden didn't have to do it. He's a weak man. So Biden has already said if Putin intrudes on Ukraine's base, there'll be severe sanctions. It has to happen. No half measures, no this, no, well, Putin didn't actually send troops in, none of that. Putin attacked Ukraine by telling Ukraine, these two areas, the Donbas, you don't control them anymore. That's an attack. That'd be like taking California. China saying, we're going to take California. Now, in that case, I might give them California, but no. I don't want to be facetious here. Okay, but that's the same thing. All right, so I assume that Putin will announce shortly, that Biden will announce shortly, there will be sanctions, and it'll take about a week. And they'll have negotiations. Maybe there'll be a summit in Reykjavik, Iceland. Putin will go, Biden will go, Macron will go, Boris Johnson, you know, the German guy. Maybe. But Putin is getting what he wants. He's disrupting the whole world because all the economies are tied in together. It's hurting you. It's hurting me because our investment portfolio goes down. And Putin knows that. But now we, the United States and NATO, have an opportunity to wreak havoc on Putin's economy. And believe me, he can't recover. That economy is weak. They got oil and natural gas. But if they can't get dollars for it, they're in serious trouble. So Biden, he's there now with his advisors, another weak crew. You know, Jake Sullivan. And it'll be interesting to see what Pompeo says on this program tomorrow about Anthony Blinken. You know, these guys, you know, they're all woke. They're weak. Across the board, weak. There isn't anybody in that administration, not one person that I think is strong, not one. But again, it's our fault. The American people elected a very weak man. You had to know he was weak. You had to know it. Okay, so now we wait. We wait for the next shoe, which will be peacekeepers, I believe. Because the Ukrainians in the eastern part of the country that are now going to be under the sway of Putin, they don't want that. Why, would you want Putin calling the shots? No. All right? They don't want it. So there's going to be tension between the Russian people who are there and like Putin and the ones who are in Ukraine's corner and don't like Putin. So there have to be peacekeepers. Let's see, did I leave out anything? No, I think I got it. All right. Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com. If you want to ask me questions tomorrow, we'll devote a lot of time to it. I'm going to give most of the program to Pompeo tomorrow. It's a big, big interview. And, you know, again, for those Americans sympathizing with Putin, you don't think China's watching this? China's going, all right, let's see what they do. Because if they don't do anything, we're going to get Taiwan. And then we'll go, you know, get down to Vietnam and Laos and, you know, we'll kind of take that. There's a lot of ethnic Chinese in Malaysia. Yeah, you know, we'll seize a few more islands. This is what happened in World War II. It's the same thing. I just, you know, I don't want to overwhelm you, but Hitler and Stalin made a pact. They had a pact. They had an agreement. All right. And then the emperor of Japan entered into that agreement. So Japan was going to control Asia. Hitler was going to control Europe. Stalin was going to control Western Asia and all of Russia and then down south into the Middle East. That was the deal. It's the same thing. Exactly the same. That's going on now. Isn't it incredible? 55 years later, we got the same exact thing. All right, let's bring in Hunt. He's going to fall asleep listening to me. You know, we use him a lot on The Factor. Colonel David Hunt is an American patriot, a very brave man. Special forces all over the place. He was Army, regular Army, but I could tell you stories about Honey, wouldn't want me to tell you, but he knows what he's talking about when it comes to military, and he joins us now from Maine. All right, my analysis, it was brilliant. I know you'll concede that. Did I make any mistakes?
The answer is no. I need to back you up a little bit on the arrangement between China and Russia. You touched on it by talking about how bad the Russian economy is. It's the size of Italy's, whereas China's got a serious amount of money that can more back it up. I'm not sure they can make it quite as easy as you described that. But on the current issue of Ukraine, when the Crimea fell, was taken very, very easily. I think that Russia needed supply routes getting into the Crimea, which is why they've technically owned half of that country, you know, since they took the Crimea a few years ago. So the issue now is we keep thinking about Putin like an American instead of thinking of him as a Russian. He doesn't have the same concerns that you and I have, or actually anybody else in the world. The answer, of course, is we have to do extremely strong, egregious sanctions on Russia, bring them to their knees type of sanctions. And we could do a lot of that. But we really need an aggressive Europe. Those two words aren't usually used together. And a cooperative Europe, also not two words put together often, to get this really, that lesson through.
All right, but the United States has a lot of sway over Europe because their economies are tied into our economy. And if Germany or any other European nation, I don't expect this to happen, by the way. Germany will hedge and haw, but they won't break away. Because if they did break away, you would expel them from NATO. You kick them right out, okay? And you basically slap sanctions on them. That would crush them. But the Russian economy is dependent on American dollars. So they can sell, they made a coal deal I'm going to get to later. This just blows up the whole global warming stuff. They made a coal deal, Russia and China, this week. Wasn't reported in the American press. But if Russia doesn't, they can get yen for their oil. They don't want it because it's an oligarchy. You know that. You know who runs Russia. The Russian mafia runs it. It's all dollars. It's all apartments in Belgravia, London. It's all apartments in Zurich. In L.A., that's what it is. You cut that off, what do they got? They're looking at reindeer over there? What do they got there? Nothing. So you isolate them, and Europe has to go along, or you punish the people who won't, because you know Great Britain will, and you know Macron and France will. They have to. It's the Germans you got to worry about. Am I wrong?
No, you got to worry about the Germans. And also the issue with the pipeline in Germany, as you talked about, it's not going to open up till the end of the year, but that would cause Putin a lot of problems. I think that when you mention the oligarchs and Putin in the same breath, people need to understand that. It's really run like a mafia. And one of the ways to consider getting at them is going at the oligarch and Putin's personal wealth, which many think...
They're going to freeze all Russian bank accounts in the United States. They can't freeze them in Switzerland, which is where a lot of the money is, because Switzerland's not a part of NATO. But believe me, when they start to ostracize these guys and put them on no-fly lists where they can't go and they can't land their private jets, they can't do anything, then they're going to turn around and look at Vlad going, what the deuce? Is it really worth it? Our yachts can't dock anywhere? That's what's going to happen. That's why we have to squeeze them and squeeze them hard. And if we do that, then she sees that. But if we don't, say goodbye to Taiwan, correct?
Yeah, Taiwan's a real, real tough issue, and yes, but don't forget the Chinese are also building their own military islands throughout the
China Sea. Yeah, they already did. Let's talk about military. So Russia's got 900,000 active military personnel, all right? Ukraine's got 200,000. If it came down to it, and it isn't going to come down to it right away, and Russia was fighting Ukraine, do you think the Ukrainians would fight back, or would they pull in Afghanistan?
No, they're tough people, and they're better armed than they've been. They've also lost 14,000 soldiers in the last, since 2014. But with the air superiority, the artillery superiority, the naval superiority, the special operating forces superiority, no one's arguing that Russia couldn't take Ukraine. The hard part is keeping Ukraine. We talked about the economy of Russia. If they take the 47th largest country in the world, which is Ukraine, it's going to be very expensive to keep, and they're going to also take over Ukrainian economy that's in the toilet. So
then there'll be a guerrilla war, right? There'll be a guerrilla war, be hand grenade. You're going to get just like in Afghanistan when the Soviets rolled in there. Every day, 100 Soviets were either killed or wounded in a guerrilla war. You would expect that would happen in Ukraine, correct?
Yep. Yes. It'd be like what happened to Russia with Chechnya. And that got very expensive. And they finally had to stop. It was brutal.
So you want to make a prediction on this?
Yeah, I think Putin's already won. If we don't, that was a smart move, not moving troops yet. I think we'll get half-hearted effort on pushback. We shouldn't, but I don't see the U.S. and the Europeans doing what's necessary to put real hurt on Putin. I don't see it.
You don't see them putting all those draconian sanctions on his economy?
I think not as much. And I don't, by the way, Bill, I don't, you might, and maybe when you're on the weekend with the former, with President Trump, but we won't know. That's the hard part. You won't know.
Well, they got to say what they're going to do. I mean, Biden's got to address the country and say, this is what we're going to do. Can't lie about it. All right. I'll keep my eye on that, maybe there'll be a sleight of hand. Hey, Colonel, thanks very much for helping us out. Good to see you. I'm glad you're doing well.
You too. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Again, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State under Donald Trump, tomorrow on the No Spin News. All right. The Olympics are over. Good. It was a disaster for America. Embarrassing for us. Put it on a screen. We came in fifth in medals. Norway, population 5.5 million, won. Russia, you know, with all the doping and everything, they came in second. Germany, third. Canada, fourth. USA, fifth. So we are a country of 330 million people with the Rocky Mountains and a lot of cool climbs, and we can't beat a country of 5.5 million, Norway. We have 330 million. They got 5.5. They kicked our butt. That is embarrassing. That whole Olympics was embarrassing for America. So Suzanne Lyons, you never heard of her, but she's in charge of the Olympics. All right. She's the chairman of the U.S. Olympic Committee. You got to fire her. She's the worst. Get her out. This is ridiculous. But the Olympic Committee didn't get any money, any taxpayer money. It's all private. But when they come around, I'm not giving them a penny until they get rid of her. I'm sorry, I'm a little chauvinistic. I want my country to do well in international competition. This is ridiculous. That was absurd, that whole thing. Now we got the summers coming up in Paris, France. We'll do better in the Summer Olympics. We'll do better, but 4 years from now in Italy, in the northern part of Italy, in the Alps, you know, you're going to put this crew back on? Come on. This is awful. COVID update, 76% of Americans are now fully or partially vaccinated. That's at the threshold they need to diminish COVID altogether into a virus-type situation, which is where it is descending. I'm so happy I was right on this prediction. It is estimated, because I asked my crack staff to do research by the Commonwealth Fund, a private foundation that studies the healthcare system, is estimated that by Trump developing the COVID vaccines, at least 1 million lives were saved. Interesting, right? Now, I know you anti-vaxxers out there. I just had a conversation with a friend of mine who's an anti-vaxxer. No matter what stats I give you, no matter what I tell you, you're not going to believe it. People believe what they want to believe. But it's my job to report you the information that we have. The Queen has COVID. Queen Elizabeth, 95. She's got it. Justin Bieber has COVID, 27 years old. I was wondering, does Justin Bieber and the Queen hang out? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think so. But they got COVID. In the USA, 14-day arc. Cases down 65%, looks like. By St. Patrick's Day, gone. All right. Okay, climate change. This is unbelievable. Nobody reported it. I just saw it. All right. It came out of TASS. TASS. That is the news service that Putin runs in Russia. Putin calls them up, say this. But there is a deal between Russia and China that Russia will supply China with 100 million tons of coal in the quote unquote coming years. 100 million tons of coal. And China's building coal plants to process. So, hello, climate change, global warming people. Did you see this? So all of these kooks, well, we gotta destroy our economy here. What are they doing over there? What do you think's going to happen? That's not to say we shouldn't have clean energy. We should. But you don't destroy the infrastructure to get it. You develop it, and when you have it, we switch. Oh, my God. Amazon suspends Black Lives Matter Global Foundation from its charity platform. Why? Because they won't tell anybody where the $90 million of donations have gone. Here's what I said nearly a year and a half ago. Bang. Our investigation shows from the statement of Thousand Currents, they have to put out a financial statement, that 71% of all the millions donated to the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, 71% of it goes to either salaries, benefits, or consultants. And consultants can be your mom. Can be anybody you want it to be. 71%. So it's not like they're using the money to help anybody. They're all living large off this. Now, that's why you watch and listen to me. Nobody else had that. And now Amazon says, you know, you can't advertise for charitable donations on our website. However, if you're a local BLM chapter, like Black Lives Matter New York City, they still let you. Don't give money to these people. You already know that. I know you know. And all you corporations who did that, you got suckered. Okay. The reason that Black Lives Matter took off was because of the mob mentality, all right, which is taking over rational discourse and thought in the United States. I wrote a column posted yesterday on how the mob mentality is going to punish you, the individual American. Please read the column on BillO'Reilly.com. Very important column. People in the news. This is a new segment. It's designed to be satirical. So you know Joy Behar. I'm not going to disparage Ms. Behar. You know how I feel about her. And she told the world that even when the mandates are lifted, which they all will be, she's still going to wear a mask. Go.
I listen to the little voice in my head mm-hmm. that doesn't really follow 100% what they tell me because mm-hmm. they keep changing it.
Yep.
Right.
So like very short time ago, they were saying put the N95 masks right. on and now they're saying you don't have to wear them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if I go on the subway, mm-hmm. if I go in a bus, if I go into the theater, if I go into where else would I go?
A crowded spot.
A crowded yeah. place.
Okay.
I would wear a mask and I might do that indefinitely
mm-hmm.
because why do I need a flu or a cold even?
Right.
That's
and
true.
So I'm listening to myself right now. I don't think it's 100% safe yet.
Well, I applaud Ms. Behar. I want her to wear a mask always everywhere. I don't believe she takes the subway or the bus. All right. Call me skeptical. But I want her to wear the mask. If she wears the mask, it's better for everyone. Candace Owens, conservative pundit, is what she said 3 days ago in a tweet. Stop talking about Russia. Send American troops to Canada to deal with the tyrannical reign of Justin Trudeau, Castro. He has fundamentally declared himself dictator, is waging war on innocent Canadian protesters and those who have supported them financially. He's talking about the trucker thing. So Ms. Owens apparently wants U.S. troops to invade Canada. Okay. This day in history, 50 years ago. February 21st, 1972, Richard Nixon met with Mao Zedong. First time ever. All right, the communists and the capitalists came together in Beijing. All right, this was a huge deal for those of you who were on the planet that time. And it was actually good. All right, because it lessened tensions between China and the U.S. And there's Mao, what a great guy. Only killed about 20 million people. Can you imagine being responsible for the deaths of 20 million people? There he is. Oh, he's having a good time. Hey, I hope you're having a good time where you are now, Mao. Anyway, that was the start of the Chinese gaining power. So before the USA engaged, China was a backwater. big, a lot of guns, but nothing as far as economics. But once we started to trade and they could make their stuff and sell it here, whoop. And now China is the second most powerful country on earth. That detente happened 50 years ago today. All right, it's a good show, isn't it? Because the history just goes around. It goes around. If you don't know history, all right, if you hum that Sam Cooke song, don't know much about his, if you don't know, that is to your detriment. I know. All right, and that's what I bring in addition to honest reporting. Okay, so we have a good mail segment, and then we have a final thought that is going to help your life. You know, I try to get these final thoughts to help your life, and we have one. We'll be right back. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Let's go to the mail. So we have Mark Martell in Marana, Arizona. Bill, just watch the Trump O'Reilly History Tour video. Quite informative. You were correct. We did see another side of the president, and we all learned a lot. Okay, Mark, I appreciate you watching. We have extended. We're going to knock it off tonight at midnight. We're extended to Thursday because the demand is so great. And you need to see what Trump said about Putin and Russia. You know, I put that in up top. So we're streaming it on BillO'Reilly.com. Linda Rodriguez, Highland, Indiana. Just want to send you a grateful thank you for publishing excerpts of the History Tour. Very enlightening and informative special, making BillO'Reilly.com membership worth every cent. Thank you very much, Linda. I'm glad you got something out of it. Peter Olar, Mount Joy, Pennsylvania. Hey, Bill, thanks for making the excerpts of the President's History Tour available on BillO'Reilly.com. It was great to watch. I also love my signed picture of you and Holly. You know, I think we moved about 10,000 of those pictures. We don't have a current, you can buy them, I think. I think we sell them in the store. But anyway, they're a lot of fun. Art Deardorff, Lincoln, California. Excellent reporting, Bill. Who are the grand jury members that would hear indictments in the Durham investigation? Are they ordinary folks or Washington people? They're ordinary folks, but they live, I believe, in D.C., in the district. I believe that's where the grand jury is. But they're regular folks. There's no, you know, hoi polloi in there. William Atterbury, Dawsonville, Georgia. Bill, excellent footage from the recent History Tour with Donald Trump. Thank you. I learned several things, too many to list, but was curious about Trump being unable to announce his presidential candidacy. Why is this? because of campaign finance rules. So Donald Trump's raising a lot of money now, so is Hillary Clinton, through their political action committees. Many of you have gotten solicitations, I'm sure. And that's unlimited. You can give them as much money as you want. But once Donald Trump says, I'm running for president, then there's a cap on how much money can be donated to him and his direct committees. So that's why he won't announce until this time next year. Donna, concierge member on the message board, thank you for your column, Mr. O'Reilly. Why can't we deport George Soros? Because he hasn't broken any laws. And he's an American citizen, naturalized, yes. But he'd have to really break a heinous law for him to be deported. Robert, great column, Bill. Where are the answers, however? We have to do something to protect ourselves from the internet mob. And I'm going to let Donald, another concierge member, answer Robert's question. The solution is to disallow anonymity in social media and reform slander and libel laws so we can hold most of those accountable and take them to court. You know, the anonymity is big. If the social media companies in California would say, you know, you can't post unless you put your real name on there, that would do it. Very, very good, Donald. Very good analysis. Ellen Gibbs, Gentry, Arkansas. Bill, when you say stand up for your country, what exactly do you mean? Can you give me an example? Sure. Speak up in your own, in Gentry. All right? Speak up in your own town. Look what happened in San Francisco. The crazy, loony San Francisco. They threw three idiots off the school board because people got a recall petition. That's what you got to do. That's standing up for your country. All right, you see something in your neighborhood, your county that you don't like, you get involved because there are other people like you and there are power in numbers. Okay, stand up for your country. Gerald Zangerly, Cuero, Texas, just placed my order for two mugs and the killing book, Killing the Killers. Thank you so much for being my go-to source for news and information. You're welcome, Gerald. It's Gerald. So, Killing the Killers. We'll tell you about now. It is out May 3rd, and you get a free Regret Your 2010 Vote Yet sticker if you pre-order from us, but you can pre-order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. This is going to be a big book. Best reporting that I have ever done in my entire career, Killing the Killers. You won't be able to put it down. Christopher Spaulding, Franklin Park, Illinois. Bill, I'm interested in purchasing tickets to your appearance in Waukegan, Illinois, on March 31st, what should we expect? Inside baseball. So I can't give you the same stuff I give you on the No Spin News or on the radio. I got to tell you stuff that happened to me in my pursuit of the truth. That's what the show is going to be all about. And we will give you details now. So it's sponsored by WLS Radio in Chicago. It is at the Genesee Theater, Waukegan, Illinois, March 31st. Tickets can be had at Ticketmaster.com. That's easy. Ticketmaster.com. Genesee Theater, Waukegan, Illinois. All right. Stand Up for Your Country mugs. I want to tell you about those because I want you to get them before they're sold out. All right. Fabulous. Fabulous. And made in America. Everybody loves them. We're going to get different colors, but it's what we have now. And I told you about the book. Word of the day, do not be quixotic. Quixotic. When writing to BillO'Reilly.com. Again, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Final thought in a moment.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Here is the final thought of the day. Now, there is going to be bedlam, and I mean that literally, between Easter and Columbus Day. Why? Because COVID is rapidly diminishing. People want to get out. The hotels have jacked up their prices. You will not believe what they're charging. They know everybody's going to be out. So this weekend, all right, I booked all my travel in late February through the summer. I even went up to Halloween. I got to go someplace Halloween weekend. I booked it. And you know, some of the hotels are sold out already. And I'm not going like peak times, 4th of July or anything like that. So you got to get on it. You got to plan ahead. Now, in life in general, the urchins, they're last minute people. I don't know when this happened, this switch. But the younger people, they want to be spontaneous. They want to be last minute. Well, if you want to go someplace, particularly the national parks, you want to take a nice vacation in the USA, you got to book it now or you're going to be shut out. You're not going to get in. You won't be able to go. All right, you got to do it now. But in life in general, planning ahead is the secret to success in any venture. All right, you got to look and you got to see, look, I want to do this. And I know sometimes it's not hard, but in the hotel realm, they have cancellation. You can cancel. On the airlines, you know, a lot of them are non-refundable. I don't buy non-refundable. I'll spend the extra jack because my plans sometimes change. But if you want to go someplace, particularly someplace that's fun and other people know about it, you got to do it now. I don't want you to get shut out because this will be the first time in 2 years that people will be able to, you know, have some relief, have some fun without the mask and the mandate and the threat and the this and the that. Now, I could come back. I say that. I got to say that caveat. We might have another wave of this, but we're going to get a break. All right. So what you do is sit down with a physical calendar. I have four of them in my house. You look at the calendar. What do I want to do between Easter and Columbus Day or even out further? Okay. Where do I want to go? Who do I want to see? What events do I want to take part in? You want to see a Broadway show? You got to order it. You want to go to a ball game, you know, to get the good seats? You got to think ahead. And a lot of people don't like to do that. They don't. It's because, you know, it's not that fun. Well, to me, it's a challenge. All right? I like to get, you know, good deals. And I got to tell you, there are not a lot of good deals. Not at the good places. We're not talking, the no-tell motel here. I like to stay in nice places because that enhances the experience. But, boy, I'll tell you what. It is going to be a flood. And people are going to go to Europe. Europeans are going to come here. You're going to have a lot of company this summer. So plan it out. And we all deserve a break. I mean, this is not a good time for this country. And COVID has really hurt all of us. And now we got crazy Putin. Although I think that, you know, I don't think that's going to blow up, because he's going to get hurt so bad if Biden does the right thing. And Biden's got to show some leadership here. That's what I'm watching for. Okay. So anyway, that is the final thought of the day. I hope you take my advice. Get that calendar. Look it over. Talk it over with those involved in your travel. Okay. And you younger people, I mean, you put it off, you're not going. You're just not going to go. Not going to be rooms on a plane, not going to be hotel rooms, not going to be campground rooms. You're not going to get anything. You're going to be sitting there going, why didn't I listen to O'Reilly? Which is a common refrain around the world. Thank you for listening and watching the No Spin News this evening. Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, here tomorrow. We will see you then.